One of the greatest supports for the development, cultivation, the growth of our practice is a continuity of mindfulness, the steadiness of attention, moment by moment meeting what's here, what's here. Allows the mindfulness to really penetrate, not just into the specific characteristics of what's happening, the specific qualities of what's going on, but into the underlying general themes of all experience. Really, the continuity is what opens us to see impermanence at a very, very deep level. And so, understanding the value of continuity . This is where some of our effort is directed in the practice. The steadiness of effort, the steadiness, the gentle persistence of moment after moment. What's this? And now, here. This gentle persistence we can encourage and take the action to do with just a light touch of just, it's like this, or returning to the breath. Some of you may be using the breath as an anchor for the attention. Others of you may be practicing with open awareness. But we can use a kind of an agency or an activity of mind to help us stay connected. Come back here. What's this? It's helpful for that effort to have a light touch to it. It's sometimes in thinking about continuity and in our minds reflecting on supporting the mind being present for long stretches of time. Sometimes we pick up, like we sit down for a sitting and we pick up, it's like, okay, I'm going to be present for 40 minutes, 45 minutes. And it's almost like we try to make the effort to stay present for the entire 45 minutes right in that first moment. And the effort for continuity has a much lighter touch, just enough effort to be present for this moment, right now. How hard is it for you to be here for this experience, this breath? Usually it's not that, it doesn't take a lot of picking up the energy and doing. It's just a light touch of intention to connect this moment. And then do it again. And again, and again, and again. Joseph sometimes talks about the secret teaching of our mindfulness practice with respect to connecting with the breath, being just enough effort to connect with half a breath. That's all. That's all you have to do in terms of the doing side of the practice. Adding enough connection to connect with half a breath, and then do it again and again. The kind of effort, this kind of effort, this light touch, allows the continuity to develop very naturally. It's kind of like riding a scooter. When you start, you need to put your foot down and push on the ground. Tap, 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 tap on the ground to get the scooter going. It's often helpful to do a light tap, multiple light taps, to get the momentum of the scooter going. And then as the momentum starts to build, there's a sense or a feeling that you have about the scooter moving, and you understand you can ride for a while. And as the scooter starts to get a little wobbly, you make a few taps again. The effort in our practice is kind of like that. As we connect either with a particular object or just in the flow of awareness here, what's here? It's that light touch of what's here now? And now? And now? That light touch creates a momentum of mindfulness. And you'll start to get familiar with what it feels like for mindfulness to become established. Getting familiar with that experience of mindfulness through trial and effort, we begin to understand when we can back off and let that back off of the conscious efforting to be here, and allow that momentum of established mindfulness to just receive experience or to connect with the breath. And when to bring that connection in. This. Here. Here. Here.